Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bonjour les amis, welcome to...
Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
America.
And I'm Christella.
And we have Omri here with us today.
Bonjour à tous.
To get the man's perspective on this love song.
Yeah, and maybe as well because I saw the opera that we're gonna...
That's right, today we're going back to the opera world.
Yay!
And really, if you only have ever heard one opera song in your life, it's probably this one.
Yep.
Right?
Surely.
Everyone has hummed this song one day of his life, I think.
We've been humming it all day.
We have.
We will be all week probably after this. So we get another opera song from Bizet, Georges Bizet.
Yes.
He's kind of his masterpiece today we have, no?
Pretty much, yeah. I think so. Because he's like the only really French opera composer, right? Or he's the big one.
He's the big one, definitely. So today the song is from the opera Carmen.
Carmen.
Which is the opera which is the most acted in the world.
Really?
Yeah, the most played in the world, yeah.
Is it really?
The most played and the most famous.
I did not know that. Well, then that makes this even better. And it's set in Spain, Carmen.
And another very interesting thing about this opera is that it is an adaptation from a novel by Prosper Mérimée, a French author.
Okay.
And the novel came out in 1845, and the opera by Bizet came out in 1875.
So the name of the aria we're going to hear, first of all, this is Maria Callas' version.
La Banera.
Okay, and what does that mean, Henri?
It's just the name of the this song in the opera of Bizet, in Carmen.
It doesn't mean anything, right?
No.
We verified this with Spanish Pod.
And they confirmed.
They said, no, it's just the name of the song. The thing about opera is... Not so much of the words are hard, it's the hard to decipher if you don't know what they are, right? Because did you guys know the words?
A third, maybe.
Part of them.
Okay.
Yeah, the first sentence, yeah, it's fine.
But then it gets complicated because in opera, the voices are so great and so powerful that it's kind of hard to distinguish the words, but it's really cool when you know them.
And I think the listeners are going to be interested to find out what she really says in this song. The first time I read the lyrics, I was like, that's what this song is about?
Me too.
And it changed the song so much once you know a little bit of what's going on.
Right.
Yeah, because you like it even more after you looked at the lyrics.
Especially this one, because even though it's really old, it's still really relevant, I think. We're going to do the words first before you hear it. So let's do the first two lines.
L'amour est un oiseau rebelle.
Love is a rebellious bird.
A renegade.
A renegade bird.
Yeah, he's a rebel. Que nul ne peut apprivoiser.
That nobody can apprivoiser.
Apprivoiser is to control, to tame.
I think here it even means to catch. Cannot catch it.
Yeah, true. You can't put it in a cage, l'amour.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's too rebelle. So, say those two lines one more time, and then we'll listen to it.
L'amour est un oiseau rebelle que nul ne peut apprivoiser.
What does she say next?
Et c'est bien en vain qu'on l'appelle.
It's really in vain if you try to call it the bird slash love.
S'il lui convient de refuser.
If it feels like...
Refusing.
If it doesn't feel like being called, you're not going to be able to...
There's no point calling him.
Right. If it feels like refusing, then...
Rien n'y fait. Nothing can change that. There is nothing you can do. Menace ou prière.
Neither menace. Threats. Or...
Begging.
Supplications.
Yeah.
Just forget it. If l'amour doesn't feel like coming...
Rien n'y fait.
All right, can you say those three lines?
Et c'est bien en vain qu'on l'appelle, s'il lui convient de refuser, rien n'y fait, menace ou prière.
Okay, I like this part, this next one.
L'un parle bien.
The one speaks well.
L'autre se tait.
And the other one quiets down, doesn't talk.
Yeah.
And now we come back a little bit to the opera itself here. The singer here is talking about the two lovers, her two lovers here.
It's the beginning of the opera, actually. Yeah. And all these guys want to ask her to go out with them. And she sings this song about
love.
Love being a rebellious bird. And basically that... Because there's one guy, Don Jose, who's going to then be like the subject of the opera that we just met who has a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that she's all into because... he's the one, l'autre c'était, that doesn't talk to her, right?
And she said it very clearly, et c'est l'autre que je préfère.
It's the other one that I prefer, that I want.
Il n'a rien dit, mais il me plaît. He hasn't said anything, but I like him.
So, sometimes it's not worth saying much.
It's basically that you always want what you can't have.
Exactly.
But it's true. You always want the guy who doesn't talk to you or doesn't seem interested. The ones who are interested.
Doesn't work, yeah.
Is it the same thing for guys, Amri?
Yeah, I would say it's the same, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Really? You go for quiet girls?
Yeah.
Well, like quiet ones, ones that don't...
Show off
too
much,
talk
yeah.
to you.
Yeah. So what are those three lines again?
L'un parle bien, l'autre se tait, et c'est l'autre que je préfère. Il n'a rien dit, mais il me plaît.
We just heard the first two times of this word that you hear over and over in this song. What is it?
L'amour.
L'amour.
L'amour. She said it like that. L'amour. L'amour. L'amour.
She screams it. She says it high-pitched. Pretty moving, I think.
It's totally Latin as well. It's so, I don't know. It's deep again.
Yeah, that was deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for that deep insight.
Thanks, Amory. Yeah, she said it passionately.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Right, okay. So what about l'amour?
L'amour est enfant de bohème.
So love is a child of bohemia.
Yes.
We find again kind of this bird that you cannot catch. Bohemian is kind of the same here. Someone you cannot catch. Someone is always on the run. Not on the run. Is always
wandering around.
Going exactly.
Going from place to place like mm-hmm. a gypsy.
Yeah.
And they give a little more detail.
Il n'a jamais, jamais connu de loi.
He's never, never known a law. All is fair in love. There's no laws in love, right? That's what Stevie Wonder said. I think he agrees with Carmen.
Great couple.
Right. They would make a good couple, you're right, Christella. Okay, Amri, hit us with those two lines one more time.
L'amour est enfant de bohème. Il n'a jamais, jamais connu de loi.
Now, this next part coming up is the main point. She's going to sing it a couple times, so we're going to play it once, and then we're going to come back and explain it.
So, Amory, what happens si tu ne m'aimes pas?
Je t'aime.
Et si je t'aime?
Prends garde à toi. So, if girls, you're going to have to explain it to me that part, because it's really confusing, no?
Okay.
If you don't love me, I love you.
Right.
So, si tu ne m'aimes pas,
je t'aime.
And if I love you,
si je t'aime, prends garde à toi.
You better be careful.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Oh là là.
Prends garde à toi. So that's the whole point. When someone doesn't like her, she's in love with them. Yeah, the second line is more the Carmen, because she's like a she-woman. Better watch out.
Yeah.
She eats men alive.
Yeah, kind of like that.
So what are they again?
Si tu ne m'aimes pas, je t'aime. Si je t'aime, prends garde à toi.
We're back to the l'oiseau.
Yeah.
And what is she going to say?
L'oiseau que tu croyais surprendre.
The bird that you thought you could surprise.
Sneak up on.
Yeah, sneak up on is good.
Battit de l'aile et s'envola.
Beats their wings, l'oiseau, and flies away. So say those lines again.
L'oiseau que tu croyais surprendre, battit de l'aile et s'envola.
Okay, what are you going to say next?
L'amour est loin. Tu peux l'attendre.
Love is far away. You can wait for it.
Tu ne l'attends plus.
You don't wait for it anymore.
Il est là.
and it's there. So in other words, right when you stop waiting for it, it's there. So true. Mm. When you look for somebody, you never find them.
It's true.
It's when you stop looking, il est là.
It works for things as well. Like if you lose your keys or your cell phone, right? You look for them for hours and you never find it. And then when you stop looking, oh my gosh, my keys.
That's such a romantic comparison. Yeah. I love it.
People and things, so easy to confuse them. Anyway, tout autour de toi, vite, vite.
All around you, fast, fast. We'll find out after what's all around. So those lines one more time.
L'amour est loin, tu peux l'attendre, tu ne l'attends plus. Il est là, tout autour de toi, vite, vite.
Right before we left, she said, tout autour de toi, vite, vite, all around you, fast, fast. What?
Il vient, s'en va, puis il revient.
So he comes,
goes away, and then he comes back.
Tu crois le tenir.
You think you got him.
Il t'évite.
He avoids you.
Tu crois l'éviter.
You think you're avoiding him.
Il te tient.
He's got you.
He's got you. He holds you. It's just a game. This is when people play love games. The game, pretending like you, and then...
Yeah, it's like a big chase, you know.
Mm-hmm. You think you got him. He avoids you. You try to avoid him, blah, blah. Wow, I don't miss high school. Those days.
Yeah.
It's life. So it's still in life. It's the same.
Would you play these games, Omri?
I still play these games.
That's why I screwed up. That's why I'm single.
That's why, yeah.
Now we found it. We'll help you later, Omri.
I don't know if this song's going to help me much because, yeah, it looks like love is so complicated here.
No, it's because you're quite bad.
Un oiseau rebelle. Yeah. All right, so what are the lines again?
Il vient, s'en va, puis il revient. Tu crois le tenir, il t'évite. Tu crois l'éviter, il te tient.
Si tu ne m'aimes pas, je t'aime.
Si je t'aime, prends garde à toi.
Yeah, it's a bit scary because I do remember at the end of the opera, it doesn't end up very well.
It's so funny that of the three of us, Amri's the one that saw this opera.
Yeah. It's a while ago. But yeah, as far as I remember, it didn't end up very well for the actors here.
For Carmen and Don Jose. Because...
Don't say it. Don't say what happens.
Yeah, you can't say what happens.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks for listening. And come visit FrenchPod.com. You can talk about the song. You can talk about opera. You can talk about music. You can talk to us. Come check it out. We're waiting for you. FrenchPod.com.
Au revoir, tout le monde.
Salut.